You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
Here are the stories we're following Thursday, April 30th.
The issue of biometric use by businesses up for debate in the Erie County Legislature.
And this, for me, it's something about its consumer privacy.
I'm Tom Puckett with a preview coming up.
Harry Stinson says he secured financing to reopen the Buffalo Grand Hotel.
He's an American individual. His family is Buffalo-based.
Sabres and fans are recharging for Game 6.
Lindy Ruff likes being on the road.
You know, my only thought is there's a lot of distractions at home. It's hard.
And we've got a frost advisory tonight.
Outside right now, it's mostly cloudy.
Frost advisory for all of Western New York tonight. Temperatures could drop to the low 30s. It comes at the start of the growing season, and many of us are hoping to start planting soon, but that may have to wait.
Yeah, I think it's Mother Nature's way of saying, hey, hold on. Don't put the annuals in the ground just yet. Give us a little time as it is going to be cool tonight. And, we're talking about potentially some frost as you head out the door Friday morning.
It's Aaron Menkowski who says temperatures are running about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than normal for the next few days.
Well, Erie County legislators set to debate two versions of a law that would police the collection of biometric data by businesses throughout the county. WBEN's Tom Puckett tells us more.
Erie County lawmakers will debate a bill introduced by Lawrence Dupree that would ban businesses from using biometrics. He says it's a step further from a bill Lindsay Larigo introduced earlier this year calling for businesses to disclose to customers any use of biometrics.
As we went through, I got a lot of comments from the community about it needs to be a little stronger. Transparency isn't enough. And as I talked to more experts, it felt as if that's what we needed to protect consumer privacy.
But Larigo says a ban is not realistic.
I don't think that in today's world it is realistic to ban biometric data collection altogether. They use it at Sabres games. They use it at the Bills games. We know that big box stores are using it. I think if this type of security measure can be used, I think it's really hard for the government to come in and tell businesses altogether that they cannot use it.
Hear more from both sides online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. The owner of the Buffalo Grand Hotel says he's secured financing to reopen the hotel, which has been closed now for 6 years. Harry Stinson says he's secured financing from an investor out of Tampa, Florida.
Family is Buffalo-based. He and his brothers grew up in Buffalo. He is currently living in Tampa, Florida. His investors, this is private investors. This is not an institution or a bank of any sort. These are private investors.
This comes as a city deadline to prove he has a plan was about to expire.
Number one is getting the front doors open, the lights on, etc., and a few floors of the hotel functional. Exact numbers will evolve, but we'll probably start with 2 to 3 floors. And that will include the parking garage, the main floor, coffee shop, lobby, etc.
Now it'll be up to the city to determine if it's a viable plan. Last fall, the city said Stinson owed more than $300,000 in unpaid taxes and sewer fees. He also owes Erie County more than $80,000 in unpaid taxes. And the hotel has been a major target for vandalism with extensive graffiti inside and out.
We spoke about this earlier this morning with Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member. If you missed that, you can hear it on demand over at WBEN.com. Buffalo AKG Art Museum Director Yanni Seren announcing he'll be stepping down from his position later this year. He served as the director of the museum for the last 13 years, oversaw the huge AKG expansion project. The museum board of directors will spend the next few months now developing a plan to try and find a successor.
Sabres, Bruins, Game 6, tomorrow night in Boston, where Buffalo will have another chance to close out the series. Aside from Game 1, the road team has won every game in the series. Lindy Ruff talking about that.
You know, my only thought is there's a lot of distractions at home. It's hard. You know, in case you have a lot of family, you've got friends, you've got, I mean, There's a lot more going on at home for you as a player, I believe, than there is on the road. You're kind of in quarantine and you're at the hotel. We have team meals. You're a little bit more isolation. You're away from family and friends and kids. And but that's all things you have to deal with. I think sometimes the road team, you know, can play a little bit different game, and it, you know, can frustrate the home team too at times.
We talked about this Game 6 with Bruins reporter Scott McLaughlin earlier this morning. You'll find that interview over on the Odyssey app and at WBEN.com.
All right. Are you getting ready?
I can't wait for this.
I feel like the extra day off is going to recharge all of us.
Yes.
We'll be ready to watch tomorrow. Nice to have a game on a weekend. You don't have to worry about waking up the next morning, too, for the first time this series. It should be pretty fun around here. The U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz continues with no sign of a potential peace deal. Ashley Webster has more from Tel Aviv.
With no peace talks scheduled between Iran and the United States, the two countries are now trading verbal threats. Iran saying that it will soon take unprecedented military action over the U.S. blockade in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump, though, taking a more direct approach, posting online an AI image of him wielding a machine gun with the words, "No more Mr. Nice Guy." It's estimated Iran's economy cannot withstand more than 6 to 8 weeks of the U.S. naval blockade, which is now in its third week.
The price of crude spiking, and it's pushing up pump prices sky high.
Benchmark Brent crude oil was topping $125 a barrel, with world oil supplies tightening up and no end to the standoff in the Strait of Hormuz in sight. That gets you today's national average price of a gallon of regular gas hitting $4.30, according to AAA.
That's actually insane.
That's Teddy at Madison Heights, Michigan, looking at almost $90 on the gas pump.
Nothing I can really do about it, but it is pretty outrageous.
$4.58 in Michigan today, says AAA. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Around here, $4.22 a gallon. That's the average price this morning. That's up 9 cents from a week ago.
Well, a couple of new events will be coming to downtown Buffalo later this year. Here's WBEN's Jim Fink.
Downtown developer and businessman Rocco Termini believes bringing a fall Oktoberfest and a holiday market to a stretch of East Mohawk Street fits perfectly into a concerted effort to create more special events within the Central Business District that can ultimately attract large crowds. That's why the two new events are about a lot more than drinking beer and buying Christmas gifts, Termini says.
I think it's important that we activate the streets, and we have to do it in clusters.
In back-to-back months, the Buffalo Holiday Market organizing team is bringing the Oktoberfest every weekend in October to a block of East Mohawk Street running between Washington and Ellicott Streets. And from Black Friday to December 20th, a holiday market will be staged on the same block. The impact of both could be a watershed moment in revitalizing downtown swagger and mojo, Termini says.
But we have to concentrate in one area.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season
festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Area to make an impact.
The hours for both events are still being determined, pending Buffalo approval. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
Jim, thank you for that. Taylor Swift's just sealed her fate as a billion-dollar artist, and she's made sure that others get their due, too.
A non-negotiable clause in Swift's 2018 contract with Universal Music stated that if the company sold any Spotify shares, its artists would be compensated. That clause is set to take effect as UMG prepares to sell about half of its stake in Spotify. The pop star pulled her catalog from the streaming service in 2014 over low payouts, but returned it 2 years later. Last week, Spotify named her the most globally streamed artist of all time. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All right. Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Mostly cloudy and cool today with some scattered showers. Highs in the upper 40s for tonight. Overnight lows will fall into the mid-30s. On Friday, we're in the 40s again with scattered showers. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
The ride for Roswell is coming up Saturday, June 27th, and it'll be here before we know it. Rhonda Frederick, Director of Community Giving and Support for Team Wester, joining us live this morning on the Bison Automotive Liveline. Good morning, Rhonda. You know, Team Wester is very involved every year in the ride, but tell us about the efforts this year, how the company and its employees are really all over this event.
Well, thank you, Susan. It's a pleasure to be with you. You know, for many, many years, Wester has been a supporter of Roswell. But the last 16, we've been the presenting sponsor of the Ride for Roswell. And both, we have Team Wester who rides. And over the years, they have raised $4.2 million in their efforts. And folks that aren't interested in riding, we man a rest stop in Ellicott Creek Park. We have about 100 employee volunteers. We get about 3,000 riders coming through. And I've heard that, you know, people love to come there because they love our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that we make right there for them. And, of course, fruit and other things. But it's part of our culture here in giving back. And Roswell, we are so fortunate to have such a gem right in our backyard, and it affects so many people. So Wester is just proud to be part of the team at Roswell.
It's just about 2 months away from today, the Ride for Roswell, and there's still time for people to sign up. But as you're talking about Wester, it's not just individual riders, but teams. Businesses who might want to get involved, they can find, you know, maybe something more than just, you know, your average giving back can be a real team building activity.
Oh, it is an incredible day for us that day, watching our team, you know, come through. And they're, you know, they're not necessarily all together because they all take different routes, because there's something for every rider in the Ride for Roswell. And then the volunteers, you know, we start at 5:30 a.m. in the parks, getting set up, getting ready, and just the spirit of it. And we typically have Candace Johnson comes and, you know, Scott Beeler is there, Brad Hafner is there, just cheering the riders on. And, you know, one group that we really love to see is the Greater Buffalo Adapted Sports team. They come through on adaptive bikes, Norm and Adam Page and their group. And every year, it's just so incredible. And Westher has been so touched by watching some folks who, this is their first time ever on a bicycle. We've donated through the years over 30 bikes that they use to give back to Roswell, as well as to be out and about in the community on other rides. So it really, it's just an incredible day.
You know, Rhonda, you can ride, or you can also get involved in another way. And there are lots of other ways that you can help out, right?
Absolutely. You can volunteer. And one thing I talk to people about is being part of the Celebration of Hope, which happens at UB on Friday night. It is such a moving ceremony. Just coming there, you cheer on the Peloton riders who have ridden from downtown Buffalo to UB. And then each group at Roswell, each different, you know, breast cancer and childhood cancer and pancreatic cancer, each team marches in different colors with physicians, patients, nurses, families. It is so moving, and the stories, and then the torch is lit. And if you do nothing more, please come to the celebration on Friday night and just be a part of that incredible event.
You've been involved for many years throughout Westher. Whether you're a business or a person, I mean, what can you say to people to get involved themselves? So what's the best reason for somebody to listen to this now and say, all right, it might be right around the corner, but in 2 months I can do it?
Oh, you know, you can, you know, I say this, and anybody can get a, you know, in 2 months can get ready and get on a bike for a short ride, but you don't need to ride. You can volunteer at a rest stop. You can be a volunteer just cheering along the various finish lines and standing there and just praising the folks that come through. You can support a rider. You can support Roswell. I think, you know, it'd be hard to find someone in this community who's not been touched by cancer. And knowing the research that they are doing, the Alliance Foundation, the money goes to research. And some of the things that they are doing, it is, you know, saves lives. And what could be more important than that?
Sure. And I know from being there at the Ride for Roswell, it's pretty infectious just being around everybody there. You just want to keep helping, right?
Absolutely. And I was fortunate enough to go to a presentation the first week of registration by some of the physicians who talked about what the fundraising means and some of the breakthroughs they've made in their own research. Incredible. I mean, just absolutely. And just the number of people, both at the celebration and at the various stages of the ride, you will come away with such a warm and beautiful feeling for Western New York.
Well, Rhonda, thanks so much for joining us and getting the word out. Still, again, just a couple months away, but still plenty of time to organize and get involved in the Ride for Roswell. Rhonda Frederick is the Director of Community Giving and Support with Westher, which plays a big part in the ride.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.